Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey Kirst, happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday to you too. How are you?
I'm good. The house is a little quieter than usual because Cal and Elijah have gone on an ISO bike ride. So it's just Jessie and I at home.
Excellent. So what are we talking about today? Working from home.
Oh, baby. Yeah. We should call it attempting to work from home.
Yeah, or working from home and attempting to ignore your children.
Yeah, or working from home and sharing the space with your partner or your housemate or your 19-year-old child who's also working from home.
Yes. My Facebook feed has been flooded with setups of how people negotiate, and it just blows my mind. We are so fortunate because we've got two studies in our house. Like, Simon works from home quite a bit, but he's down one end of the house, and I obviously work from home a bit as well, and my office is at the other end of the home. And then we've got the kids set up on the dining room table so that we all have a space to be noisy if we need to, like, for instance, record a podcast or not, like, and then we can all be together if we need to. But blowing my mind looking at families who are trying to do Zoom calls whilst having kids in the background doing their homeschooling. Like, oh, goodness.
Mm-hmm. And you've got I don't think we've talked about it a lot on the podcast in the past, but you've got a really large home. So you've also got multiple living areas and things like that. I've got a client who's got five kids who all share one bedroom. And they only have one living space. So there's no kitchen table because there's no room for that. It's just two couches. And they're the people I'm like, wow, you guys are amazing. Like, you're managing to have everyone at home in a really confined space. Mm. Our house is similar to yours, Kirst. We don't have the multi-living spaces and whatever, but Cal and I both have an office. And like you, we have them at the opposite end of the house, which is awesome. So Cal has a door on his office. I used to have a door in my office until my children, one of my children, went through it bum first and smashed all the glass. So I'm doorless.
Yes. And your space is really large. So it would be, even having a door would be, and it's right by the front door.
So. It's right at the front door. It's like an old porch, we think, that's possibly been closed in, I don't know, a long, long time ago. So it's like the mudroom's on one side. Yeah, my office is big, but it's not private.
Mm. So how do we suggest people work from home during this season? And what tips can we give people to make it a functional space and be productive and creative at the same time?
Mm-hmm. I think there's probably two different types of work from home situations, and it's important to decide which you need to be. So I think for some people it needs to be a permanent setup. So you might have dual monitors, you might have different things that you need going on, or you might actually need to be sitting there 40 hours a week. And so you need to set up something permanently, or you might be someone who works part-time or whose work is really flexible and all you actually need is a laptop at the kitchen table for a period of time each day. So I think it depends which of those is more in line with how you think you'll be working. So Kirst, let's give some ideas around both of those, I think.
Okay. So the permanent, we've got a couple of episodes that will help with that as well. There's one on home office and workstations, and I think there might be another. I'll put the link in the show notes, which I am doing. So I am putting it up on our website, people, so you can go and have a look for them as well. And so I think those episodes are really helpful if it's a permanent long-term situation, which I know at the moment it feels like this is permanent and long-term, but it's not. There is going to be a lot. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. It's just a bit dim at the moment. So, but let's give you hit us up with some tips.
Yeah, so I think for the permanent home office, you want to have somewhere that potentially can be private if you do need to have meetings, or you do have, you know, if you're a psychologist, you need somewhere that you can have conversations that are private without everybody else needing to listen in. So some people are just setting up a really simple desk in their bedrooms. We know that long term, it's not great to have a study in your bedroom, but this is not long term and this is not normal. So a lot of people are setting that up. Oh, you're going to hear lots of trucks going past my house right now, but, you know, that's just how it is. So bedrooms can be a good option. You could set up, you know, get your kids to share a bedroom for this period, like put two beds in one room and set up perhaps the spare room or the bedroom you've claimed as your office. The other option is if your kids don't have naps, like if you've got older kids like Kirstie and I do, you totally could set up an office in their bedroom because they're probably not going to be in there during the day. So you can work during the day and then they just go in there and sleep at nighttime.
Great ideas. And for those people like your client who are stuck in a stuck, I want to find a new term. Can we coin a new term? Let's just make up a word
for stuckness,
because I don't like it and I don't want to use it.
Yeah.
Even though that's how we feel at the moment.
Yeah, but we can reframe.
Yes.
Why don't people hit us up with the word that they think we should be using? We're not stuck at home. And we're not really even choosing to be at home, although we are. We need a new word, brand new word. Jump into our Facebook community page. Let us know.
Yeah. So what about people who it's just for this season, but it is medium term? Like, you know, it's definitely having to be meeting the needs of everybody. So one of the things that I've seen people doing is actually doing schooling at night. So that kids aren't, and that totally depends on if they need to be interacting with teachers or not. For instance, my daughter doesn't need to be real time interacting with her teacher. She just needs to be doing the work, and then she can record herself doing things, and her teacher interacts with her in a delayed fashion. And so if that's the case, then maybe doing schooling at night so you can work during the day might work for you guys. What other ideas have you, can you
have? That's a cool idea. Yeah, another couple of ideas that we've had and we're thinking we'll institute for our family is having a tub each. And so each of the boys will have a tub that has their schoolwork, their laptop, their iPad, whatever they need for schoolwork. And so that at the end of each day, so we're on holidays at the moment, but in 2.5 weeks we'll be doing schooling from home. And so when it's time to do that, you bring out the tub, you set yourself up, and then at the end of the day, you put everything back in the tub. So even at nighttime when you're watching a movie or playing a board game, you don't feel like it's a multi-purpose space. You feel like you can actually have dinner at the table rather than it always being homeschool, or you can sit on the couch without there being school texts lying around. So I think that can be really helpful to kind of differentiate how that looks for you.
You could do distance learning outside. So it all just depends on how old your kids are. But the kids could go outside so that you can have meetings inside if the weather is conducive to it. At the moment it's raining here in Sydney. So
it's beautiful here in Melbourne. We have to strip the beds and put all the sheets out and washed everything in the house because it's such a beautiful day.
Oh, it's raining here. So, but if it wasn't raining, then the kids could learn outside while I record a podcast or while Simon has a meeting if we were all in the same room together. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to think of some creative ideas for how you do it in small spaces when everybody's on top of each other.
I
Headphones
think
are a great idea.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Curse, we're so vibing. Mm. I was going to say it's a great time to jump onto Kogan or somewhere like that and order headphones for everyone in your family. just so that you can have that little bit of space and breathability and privacy.
Except that they, when you're talking on a Zoom meeting or on a podcast, they can still hear you. And like Emily this morning, she put in her headphones and had YouTube playing or Spotify playing, and I was sitting there doing my work, and every now and again she'd pop out with a lyric and I'd nearly jump out of my skin.
That's so sweet.
Because I wasn't expecting her to sing, and I was like, ah, the noise. And then I remember yesterday when I was trying to write an email, and I know, Amy, you can have noise in the background. Like you can have a video playing and type out words.
I can't read words though with things playing.
Oh, I can't do either of them. And I love working in silence. I can barely have music on. Sometimes I can have music on, but sometimes I can't. And so I was trying to type this email last night, and I could hear Simon on a Zoom meeting, and I was just all like, I can't even think.
Maybe you need those noise cancelling headphones with nothing playing.
I definitely need those noise. And we've got a pair. I just need to pull them out. But it was just, and I think also then he may have stopped and he was doing, what was happening? He was cooking and he had his Spotify playlist on. So he was singing along and I was all like, shut the music off. I didn't say that, but that's what I was saying in my head, because I was just like, I just got to get this email written. Let me write this email. So, yes.
It's all new learning for all of us, isn't it?
Yeah. So
Sorry, Kirst.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I was just going to say, it's okay to let your kids do things that you perhaps would have tighter restrictions on in normal times. Like if you need to have an hour and a half meeting, do you know what? Disney Plus is your friend, or just a DVD or Netflix. Just let them watch an hour and a half of a movie, and it's okay. Like there's so much grace. Like just do what you have to do to get through, or just be understanding, like say to your work colleagues, hey, the kids are learning to juggle in the background, so you'll hear some noise, but you know, I totally get there's probably noise in the back of your house as well.
Yeah. Or, you know, and another alternative is that if you're working from home, you need to work from home. Like the kids can just not do their schoolwork. The kids can not, you know, obviously that's not going to work for 3 months on end. But
why not? It could.
Oh, it totally could. I'm just saying, if you are anxious about your kids learning and worried about them learning, then that may not be a solution for you for 3 months. But it might be for the next couple of days while you're trying to get your head around. Because I think what is so challenging at the moment is it all happens so quickly. Like usually, you know, if you go for a job and you know that there's working from home arrangements, you've got time to settle into how that will work for you. Or if you then go and choose to homeschool your kids, you've contemplated how that's going to work for you, and you've had that mental load of trying to figure it all out. This is not happening at the moment. We're being told one day that, sorry, schools are closing tomorrow, or you are choosing to self-isolate and you're making a decision based, like you're making a decision and implementing it that day. or the next day. There's no, there just hasn't been time to plan this
There's
out.
No buffer.
No, because otherwise we all would have like built massive McMansions on with, you know, not that, you know, we would have somehow figured out how to get money to be able to buy mansions that everybody had their own study to be able to do all their work in separate rooms. If we could have planned this, we would have, you know, we may have chosen things differently, or we may have, you know, like my whole point is that we haven't been able to plan for this. So how yes, can we right. plan now for it? And how can we give ourselves grace over the next couple of weeks as we're settling into it? And how can we give other people in our family grace? And how do we ask for grace from employers and our colleagues when things just aren't going the way we thought that they would go? Like, you know, most of us are not teachers who are trying to do distance education with our kids. And when we're working from home at the same time and we've got competing things asking for our time, you know, when Amy goes, okay, cool, I'm ready to go on to do podcasting at 11. And Emily comes to me at 3 to 11 and says, Mummy, can you help me with this task? And it's like more complicated than I thought. What is the right response in that situation? Do I tell Amy to wait or do I tell Emily to wait? And, you know, it's just, we just appreciate that it's not black and white and there's no one quick, simple solution for any family.
No, and do you know what? There's hopefully a really great silver lining to this whole working from home thing is if your employer's always told you you can't work from home and you've wanted to, this is a great experience for you to work out if it is actually something you want to do or whether you do prefer to have colleagues around and have a bit of a commute and get dressed and do all those things. And it's also a great opportunity for employers to work out, would this work for our company? Is it the kind of culture that we want to create? So I think that there is a great lining in this. Obviously, it's not a perfect simulation. No. However, it is, you know, it gives you opportunity to decide.
Yes, and it gives us as parents an opportunity to see how our kids learn as well and see how well or not well they've taken to technology, and we get a better insight into how our kids learn. Like it's been fascinating for me to watch.
I think there's a whole episode in that, Kirst. What about if we do put that on our schedule for the next couple of days? Because I reckon I like where you're going. Mm. I really do. I think there's a whole episode in that.
Okay, cool. I'm glad I could inspire you today, Amy.
So don't forget to rate and review our podcast. And also something really exciting is happening today is we're beginning the live round of our 21-day lightning round of the Head, Heart and Home course. It's not too late for you to join. So if you are interested in joining us in that, we've had people join up for this round and we've got people that have joined up in the past coming back. Just visit theoutofdecluttering.com.au/course. We would love to see you over there.
And if you are NDIS and it meets your goals, or you know, could think of that it might meet your goals, then just send us an email at hello@theartofdecluttering.com.au and let's have a chat about it, because we would love to support as many families. We know that this time, this working from home, that looking after kids with disabilities and being in isolation is, we can only imagine the challenge that is bringing to you at the moment. So if we can serve you and help you in that season, then please reach out to us as well. Amy, before we go, we have to do our gratitude. So what is yours today?
Oh, yeah, good one. Oh, okay, let me think about it. My gratitude is, what is my gratitude? Oh, I want to, let me think. You go first.
My gratitude today, I think, is just watching Emily learn and really take to learning, online learning, like a duck to water. I think she's really enjoying the one-on-one time that she's getting with me. And it's fascinating and joyous, and she is a joy in my life at the moment. So I'm thankful for her.
Oh, that's beautiful. I think I'm thankful for my kids being quite good initiative takers. So yesterday afternoon it got quite cold in Melbourne and my 13-year-old came in. I was reading a book and he came in and said to me, oh, can I light the fire? I was like, yes, but we don't have any wood. We don't have any kindling. You're going to have to scrounge in the backyard for whatever you can find. And he lit the fire and I just moved out in front of the fire and read my book. And I was like, I never would have thought to put the fire on. I had too many other things in my head. Wow, that was a big truck. But he lit the fire and we got to enjoy it all evening. So, yeah, I'm just grateful for initiative taking.
Yay.
Awesome.
I cannot wait to spend time with you again tomorrow, Amy, because we can never get enough of each other.
Never. Maybe at the end of this we'll be like, okay, we're really going back to weekly podcasts as soon as we can.
No, it's just we talk every day, so it's just we're talking about different subjects rather than awesome. Business.
Brilliant. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Kirst, let's get off the phone and keep chatting because that's what we do.
Yay. See you, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us. If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.